I think we're being loud, Allison.
Yeah, kind of.
Were we? Really? I was just joking, but I walked out to take a piss between the two episodes, and I walked back, and there's a lady, Rick Moranis, in the other studio where they can hear us if we're too loud.
Not good.
So maybe she heard that. Maybe that dream boat over there heard what I called her, and she was giving me the stinky.
Yeah, it's not attractive.
Yeah, give me the hairy eyeball. She wasn't, you're right. All right there, Dr. Giggles.
I just have a picturing Rick Moranis.
She was not a handsome lady.
No.
But time does that to all of us.
Does it?
Well, not Elle McPherson. We'll get to that in a second.
Oh, but myself too. I mean, people look at me when I was in high school and they said, oh, we wouldn't have been friends. But now, you know.
Now that you have jugs that you pull out on Twitter, on at Allison Frank.
I think it's my face. I think I just.
Sure it is.
Look younger.
Sure it is. Dolly Parton has a beautiful face, too.
That's true.
Chrissy Canyon.
I don't know about that.
Great smile.
All right. So.
You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. Allison Frank with me today, as she has been for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like that.
Yeah.
You like all the people paying attention to you on the podcast, giving you feedback. What's it like?
They give you feedback, too.
What's it like to hear that someone missed the show when it wasn't around?
More than one person.
Really?
Yes.
Now you're just bragging. Good Lord.
Yeah.
In Papa's Basement's the show website. Go there for all of our contact information, but... You don't have to, because I'm going to give it to you right now. I'm at Papa's Basement on Twitter. She's at Allison Frank, and Facebook.com/Papa's Basement is the show's Facebook site, which, I don't know, it has links to all our crap, and I put up funny pictures. Who doesn't like that?
Yeah.
Don't you want to see a cat doing something a person normally does?
Oh, my.
I do.
Like your cats do.
My cats do horrific things.
Yeah.
Little bastards. That's what they are.
But they can't anymore, because your house is covered in foil. So
it's cat-proof.
Yeah, they're all.
And if aliens try to scan our brains, we're covered there too. Just make a quick helmet in a pinch.
And I thought, you know what? Where am I going to set this half a sandwich? Voila! Wrap it up.
I literally cooked with some of the foil that was supposed to cat-proof the house. I just put some salmon in it. Some edamame. How do you pronounce that crap?
Edamame.
Edamame.
It's a good. I'm Italian.
It's a good. Yeah.
Do you get it already shelled or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much time do I have, really?
I don't know. It's
a
nice
lot. That's the answer. But I don't want to have to shell it myself. Come on.
It's nice when it's salted.
Do I get peas in the pod? What the hell? Do go to the website just to find that iTunes subscription link. Or if you have the podcast app for any of your iDevices, look up Papa's Basement. Subscribe to us. Give us 5 stars. 6 if they allow it. Not really sure where they cap it. I believe it's 5.
But yeah.
You know what? Go nuts with them if you can.
Yeah.
All right, that's it. Now the show can begin.
Okay.
We can talk about Elle McPherson.
Whoa, what about her?
Look at you okay, so only certain kinds of news ruffle your dander, young lady.
Is this news?
Not really.
Oh.
It's celebrity interest, which is kind of the only kind of, you know, the only news I really care about.
What is the news about her?
Hold on. I'm going to punch it up.
Yeah.
Boom. Okay. It's for the cover of Bizarre. She's kind of recreating... Yeah. I'm going to show you the picture right now. Her 94 Playboy cover.
Okay.
Which, if we're being completely honest, I made love to several times as a child.
Did you really?
Oh, I remember this cover very vividly because it was the first time, if I recall, you're going to get into John's wanking lore. Mm. Very big part of my brain. If I recall, she got naked for Playboy and it was kind of like her first, like, I'm naked as hell spread, even though... She had probably done artsy nudes before, and either right before or right after this, she got naked for a movie called Sirens, which was supposed to be like a romantic comedy, but literally the only way they sold it was like, you see McPherson's breasts, and she put on 20 pounds for the role because it was like a period piece in the 20s, and she didn't want to look all rail thin, and it all went to her cans. That's the thing about these great like skinny model chicks. It's like when they do put on fat, it just all goes to the good places. So they're just good at any weight, really.
Yeah.
Up to a point, obviously. Past 105, I'm not going to indulge in that sort of gluttony, but up to that, glorious. So here she is at like 49.
Oh,
wow.
She's 49.
Yeah, and still looking pretty damn good, but she was always just known as a piece, man.
Yeah, she's
her
nice.
Name was just The Body in the day. And she had an accent, which who doesn't like that?
We all do.
But it was like one of those native English speaker accents, like she was from Kiwi Land or Australia or something like that, if I recall. I don't know about you. I like the Irish. I can do the British. British is the best, obviously. And the Aussie is actually really sexy, too.
Yeah.
I don't like accents so much from lands where they don't speak American talk natively. I don't know about you. I'm not so in. Maybe the Italian accent I can get into. But I don't like it when a girl is going to like bring you back to the family. And it's like, Mama, Papa, this is John. And then, you know, in front of you. And you're like, wait, what's getting said about me? And she's stamping her foot and going, no. Ba-da-da-da-da.
Oh, my. I mean, what's wrong with Spanish? A Spanish accent. I think it
not
works
a fan. Not a fan. European Spanish, maybe. Yeah.
I think it's good for men. Like, you know, they say Latins are the best lovers. So you got the Antonio Banderas. And
hold on. Let me horse exhale to that one more time. Go on.
But you're right. Yeah. Like Puerto Rican women or whatever. It's like too.
It's chitter chatter.
Yeah. It's. Yeah. You don't want to hear that. I mean, maybe it's different when they're in the
set. It sounds like the Seven Dwarves fighting with each other. Like, it doesn't turn me on. Like Rosie Perez voice. Rosie Perez is one of the best pairs of breasts. There, I got it out.
Yeah.
In movie history. I'm trying to think what she pulls them out for. Do the Right Thing, maybe?
Lots, I think. I think
it was usually Spike Lee movies, and he was the director and writer. And somehow, A,
she
was cast for it, and B, he had to wipe ice on her nipples, if I recall correctly.
White Man Can't Jump, wasn't she in that?
Yes, and she was topless in that too.
Yeah.
And getting back to my 1992-93 internet porn beginnings, that was one of the stills that was like making the rounds back when like each porn image was 12 pixels by 18 pixels.
Oh,
it was like her massive areolas tumbling out of her tank top. Good times.
Oh my goodness. Yeah,
yeah. God, she looks good.
Yeah, she looks good.
It's a magazine cover. Don't get me wrong. They make Madonna look good, even though her flesh is like blue worms crawling under rice paper on her hands.
Oh, it's not good.
Oh, it's horrific.
Hard, yeah.
There's very little on Madonna that's like kind of holding together at this point.
Well, it's kind of like that when you're, even for guys, if you're very, very thin, it's kind of like they say, you know, what's
with you and these very, very thin guys? Look, you're just like, oh, very thin guys, wiener penis. It's where you take every conversation. Come on.
No, they're saying like when you're that thin, a six pack doesn't count.
It and, doesn't. It yeah. absolutely doesn't.
Well, that's what I was saying.
That's just a default.
But when women are exceptionally thin and they're
beautiful.
No. And then they like a Madonna. And then plus she's older, too. So her skin turgor is different. But it's like very Skeletor-ish, you know?
Well,
it's
when they're like old, nothing really looks good. I don't know what to say. Here's a secret, women. Don't age.
I think.
Or when you're old enough, don't try to be sexy because you aren't. There's a pep talk.
Elle McPherson, she's 50 years old. She looks good.
She looks great. But isn't Madonna like 56? I mean, those are tenuous years. I'm going to be quite honest. Women can look good up to that point.
Yeah.
They can nosedive so quickly.
Like, I don't know,
Diane
like
Lane is just starting. Like, she's right at the point on the roller coaster where you go, what?
Yeah.
And that's just begun for her. Yeah. You watch her in she's in the new Superman. The Man of Steel.
But she's makeup.
I guess
she's,
they had to frump her up because it's the grandma or the mom, and you don't want to be like, oh, I'd bang the holy hell out of Superman's mom. Uh-huh. I'd give her a super lay. Wink, wink. Get what I mean?
Wow. But, I mean,
don't do the wow. That's just you buying time. That's like a rapper freestyle, and he's going, yo, yo, yeah.
I don't know. It's gross. And I think when women get too big, then it's gross, too.
Oh, we can agree there.
Oh, like that is so bad.
There is no BBW.
No, it's just. And the little triangles over their pecs. And it's like.
What triangles?
Oh, for the bikinis. And it's just like one string goes down so they show all their muscles. But they're just.
Oh,
it's like Schwarzenegger.
You mean muscle women big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's also horrific.
When they bulk. But
like,
they're still toned,
like,
obviously.
I dig toned athletic. That's fine.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I need to outbench you and out squat you. And I'm not a wuss, so that's.
Oh,
that's not the hardest thing on earth. But if you can best me on a lift, then yeah, I'm probably not physically interested.
Can you do a pull-up?
Yes.
Can you, for real?
Yeah.
For real.
Jesus. Yes.
More than one.
Yeah. Even now that I'm wickedly out of shape, you mean? I mean, when I lifted a lot.
I want to see.
There were times I could do, like, no kidding, maybe in my first set, 20 to 25.
Yeah.
And then, like, the second set would be 15-ish. Oof. I would get the goal in the new Encyclopedia of Modern Bodybuilding, which was Arnold's lifting book.
Okay.
It wasn't that you did, like, X sets of however many pull-ups.
Yeah.
You just did 50 pull-ups per session in the gym.
Oh, I gotcha.
And so I would try to get through them as quickly as possible and just master. So yeah, it was like I could get half of them in one set and then 15, 10, 5. It kind of progressed from there.
Wow. My arms are so weak. I really? Can't even do one. I can't even do one push-up.
I never had like the really bulging pecs. I've always kind of had flat-headed pecs.
Yeah.
But where I looked stupidly good when I lifted a lot,
yeah.
I used to have that like cobra hood back.
Yeah.
Like I had the lats that just came out. And to this day, like, because I socked on a gut doesn't mean the lats have particularly gone away.
Yeah.
And so my arms are still kind of like almost out at 45 degree angles to my body.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Will said that he used to do, that was part of his.
Well, gym. Will's a skinny guy. It's a big difference.
Yeah. But that was part of his thing. His
like, even at my.
But he doesn't do them anymore. Pull-ups.
Will does weird. Like, I'm not going to throw anyone under the table for their exercise routines.
Yeah.
But brother Will, he's big on, like, I like machines because I can actually feel them. And it's like, dude, I don't want to tell you. Like, machines suck.
I don't know.
They're so bad. They're only there if you're injured. And you're not supposed to involve your back and your legs. So you just sit there on the little bench press push.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to do it myself. I wouldn't want to just pick up weights and do freestyle unless I was working with a trainer or something. I'm liable to hurt myself.
Oh,
you know
really?
I mean, I want to make sure that I have proper form and all that.
For me, it just stands in the way of bench because that's the only workout any real man cares about. And B, where you make your gains is you're throwing it up when you're like, look, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to get this, but let's go for it.
How much can you bench?
My all-time max was 275.
Holy
or 270.
Smokes.
I don't know if I even got five. like now, if you asked me to one rep, I could probably do like 255 and I could still rep 225 like somewhat.
Yeah.
And then my all-time squat was 405 and my deadlift was like 365.
Yeah.
But I used to be way into it. I'm trying to get back into it.
Yeah.
Which,
I mean, my legs are super strong, so I can almost, I mean, I think for most of us, I think you can amp up the legs, but even for,
it depends. A lot of
my level of fitness, I mean, my legs are very, very strong, but my arms, forget it. It's just,
I think a lot of the Anglos, if you will, can get like some real upper body stuff going because it's the real pasty white guys who can get the chicken leg look.
Yeah.
Where they're almost like a Looney Tunes character,
yeah.
like the bulldog, like, rawr, 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 and they got the little two inch long legs.
Humpty Dumpties.
Yeah.
Ripped.
Whereas, I don't know, the more ethnic, if you will, you kind of like look at a squat rack and your thighs just swell, but the upper body might not be as happening. I don't know why it works that way, but it does.
Mm-hmm.
I've always had massive legs, maybe because I spent my entire childhood bicycling, but
I did
think
a lot
most
of biking too. Yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. But like I can always crank up the weights on my legs, but my arms, forget it. It's really bad. So for me to like bench something, maybe it's like 50 pounds.
Oh no.
It's bad. Like,
no, when you first.
I never tried to exert myself, you know,
mm-hmm.
but in class, I think we do like for just standard stuff, it's maybe like 20 pounds. And like we, for the class, you know, so we're not actually trying to.
Well, like 20 plus the bar or just including?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but you do so many sets and so many this of that. And I mean,
are
we
you
could,
doing like a body pump class though?
Yeah.
Okay. I got you. So it's not a real bench because you're on your back and it's like your elbows are hitting the floor. And
well, you have risers, but still. Yeah. But I don't want to
make
over
bench on risers.
Yeah.
Ew, mm-hmm. Where feet have been.
You have a mat. You have a mat on it.
Oh,
the mats are clean. Yeah,
a mat where a foot has been.
No, they're all clean. They're all wiped off.
Sure,
you could eat off of them.
Sure,
and just ask any gold.
I used to maintain a gym for 2 weeks. I'll tell you how much I cleaned it. Dustiest damn places on earth, by the way.
Mm.
I don't know if that's like unique to a gym or any building of that size. You could literally walk in and start your day by dusting off the machines.
Well, maybe because people are so
skin-selling it.
Right, because they are so scantily clad. So it's not necessarily getting...
So when they fart, the dust just comes right out their legs?
Well, it's coming off of their, you know, it's not getting trapped in their clothing because...
Fart dust.
Yeah.
This doesn't sound biologically
correct. It's
skin.
It's primarily skin, they say. So if you don't have clothing to keep it when it falls off...
I think if it is skin, it's from their chubby little thighs rubbing back together on the treadmills all the time. And it's just like snowing out of their crotch.
Ugh, gross.
But I'm not exaggerating. When it was kind of slow for a brief moment in the morning, wipe down the machines. And by lunch, it looked like I hadn't touched them. So it gets to the point, you're like, what do I care? I'm not getting paid based on dusting these bastards.
Well, somebody, I mean, they're everyone's supposed to clean up after themselves.
Yeah, I didn't so much.
I wipe them down after myself.
My gym's going to hell. The Gold's over in Chantilly.
Some people wipe it down before they start and when they're done.
I won't use one, like... Really, the only machines I get on that can be disgusting are benches because some guy will leave like a shiny patch in the back of his head, especially a bald dude who's just sweating and, oh, God, it looks like an alien, like a little UFO touched down on that part and killed all the crops around
it. Wow.
Oh, it's horrific. I hate seeing that shiny head patch. Like, I don't think I'm unique, but I could be wrong because I don't see many other people do this. I'll leave like the little sweaty ass stripe on certain machines when I sit and I've been working out. Like there's just kind of like a pocket of moisture, like literally it looks just like a little T.
Yeah.
But I'll nonchalantly then like put my knee up, you know, like an explorer who's just conquered a rock and I'll put my knee on it and then just kind of go and wipe it up.
I don't know. The bikes can get pretty gross because they have the back.
See, bikes. I don't touch that crap.
So you have the seat and the back and the handle and all that. And they can get gross. I mean, after I've been
gyms just go to hell over time. And they really don't care to maintain them. I've noticed in mine, 10s are all gone. I swear to Christ, people are stealing the 10 weights for home gyms.
That's not good.
Because I can't dig them up. The little, the collars for the weights.
Yeah.
Those are all disappearing.
Why? I mean,
I think, again, there's some theft. Like, no kidding, guys shove crap in their gym bags.
That's dumb.
No one walks out with those. It's not like a towel where you're wiping yourself off and then you're like, oh, I have a towel.
Yeah.
Hey, let's keep it in the car. Like, you walk out with a collar. Yeah. A, what were you doing?
Yeah.
And B, you're like, I literally have no use for this. I'm going to bring this back in the gym.
Well, I've driven off with the bank bubble before, you know, the little tube.
That makes sense to me. Like, you just unloaded your crap. You're absent-minded.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I got the tube. So.
Did you bring it back?
Oh, yeah, I did. I mean, what am I going to do with the tube? I just went around.
I don't know. Fill it with pudding? Use it as a fancy bowl?
They'll never
use
suspect.
Use it as a McDLT container?
They'll never suspect where I got this from.
Yeah.
It's a planter. I have herbs in it now.
I abhor my gym. It is really going to hell.
To Gold's, too, but I like it.
There's like a really hot new Asian girl that works there. I'll say that much. To replace the pasty, sexy Irish chick who left or got fired for having sex on the job a lot. But the weights are doing something I've never seen a weight do before. And I think I tweeted a long time ago a photo of this. The rubber casing on top of the steel is melting off and it looks like black pizza cheese now.
Ooh.
And in my boredom, I'm a big picker.
Yeah.
Are you a picker? Like, if I see a chip
on a wall.
I'm just like, just this little bit. And then it looks like someone shaved the wall 30 seconds later. I'm just like, oops, your fault.
I mean, I don't like to do that deliberately, but.
I, in boredom, will just sit there and pull hunks of rubber off of these weights now and then just like fling them into the rafters and see if I can hit the fans and stuff like that.
You're terrible.
It is disgusting.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be forced to use this. You can literally. If a murderer lifted at my gym, they could lift prints, like actual 3D prints. They wouldn't even need the dust off of these weights had he touched any of them.
Yeah.
I've never seen rubber react this way. I thought when you made rubber, it kind of condensed.
I mean,
and it
should.
Didn't slowly melt the way that they say stained glass does.
I don't know. I haven't seen that. I mean, we have some older.
If we
equipment.
Go to the gym tonight, I'll show you.
All right. Yeah.
Did you bring gym clothes?
Well, I might have an extra pair of pants.
Really? That you can soil? That's true. You just wear like black sweatpants the whole
every
time.
Every day. Yeah.
You're like George Costanza. Those times he's fired on the show.
Yeah. I mean, I do like the Cardio Cinema. That's pretty good. But yours is so hot in there. It is
You mean that weird little booth they made in the middle of the gym that has no air circulation?
It's like a sauna in there. Like, why?
Because they just shoved drywall up. They didn't run any ducts to it. And so there's just a couple of fans recycling everyone's armpit air.
Yeah.
As you watch a stupid movie you wouldn't watch anyhow.
I mean, the last time I went, they played Bridesmaids, and that's not so bad. But, I mean,
they're not always Bridesmaids.
No, I know. One day they played Spy Kids, and another time they played some. Oh, they played Glee, and I wanted to kill myself. The musical.
What's Glee? Oh,
yeah, it was horrible.
That was a movie.
Yeah, they made it a movie, and it was on stage, so they filmed it on stage, and then they filmed all the fans saying, if it wasn't for Carter, I wouldn't, you know, and then it's a character. Character saved my life, and I can so relate. And you're like, what? It's TV.
This world's a turlet. That's what I say.
I mean, I was never like that as a teenager, you know.
You didn't care about anything. You were just hustling and scoring, scoring drugs for mom.
I was like an adult. I mean, I really was. I had things to do.
Yeah,
like,
you didn't have time to imagine.
Oh, my. So now what, Dexter?
You want to talk about Dexter? That's a hell of a segue. Well, I had something nice dreamt up.
Like what?
I was going to show you. Mm-hmm. I'm not even exaggerating here. This was a really good segue.
Okay.
I was going to ease us. Now, how I would have eased into this, that could have been a bad segue. But I was going to show you this picture of Colin Hanks.
Oh.
Isn't his wife just a clone of him with a red wig on? Am I wrong or right on this?
Hold on. Oh, yeah, kind of. Yeah.
They have the same little thin-lipped expression.
Yeah.
He's there with his very pregnant wife.
Yeah.
And I was going to get onto Dexter through the fact that I'm now watching that season. I'm a couple seasons behind.
Yeah.
But I decided to watch it because everyone made such a big fuss on Twitter last weekend. And so I mooched my friend Showtime. Show Anywhere. It's not as good as HBO Go. Like, everything about Showtime is second rate to HBO. So HBO Go sounds great. They have like Show Anywhere. Am I supposed to pronounce it like Shoneyware? I don't know.
I don't know.
It doesn't roll off the tongue.
I gotcha.
But I'm watching the season where he's the killer.
Yeah.
Dexter sucks. I'm not going to mince words.
This, by far, I looked at the ratings. Like,
was their crappiest season?
By far. I mean, as far as like all the critics, and I looked up a few online and to see how they ranked all the seasons.
Uh-huh.
And no one's a fan of this one.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Nothing really against Colin Hanks because he barely has time on the damn show.
Yeah. I mean, it's not really him, and it's just not well done. By far, everyone's favorite, if you talk to, like, just everyday people, it's...
Talk to me. Ask me.
Is
I'm serious before you spoil it.
What's your favorite?
The one, John. What's the rest?
You don't know. It's John Lithgow.
Yeah, the one with John Lithgow.
That's not your favorite.
It is.
But the writers that I looked up, the several different sites there, they number two, season two with Dokes and Lila.
Season two was number two?
They said it's underrated and they think that should be number one.
First of all, I watched Dexter up through like season one through three. I was a dedicated viewer.
Yeah.
Then I started not getting into it when they first really veered from the actual personality of a killer.
Yeah.
For Dexter. Like season one, when he's just using his family as cover,
yeah.
Or the chick he's dating. At that point, he's just dating Rita.
Yeah.
And her stupid little brats.
Right.
And he just sees them as covers to make him look normal as he kills people.
Right.
Spoiler alert. That works. That's what they do, man. Killers are sociopaths. That's why they kill.
Right.
There's a very fundamental thing in their brain that's broken. Over the years, it's like, I don't know if it's the network or who has stepped in, but they're like, I don't know if killers is like kind of likable enough. Can we make it so he's a killer, but he's in love with attractive women and he's good looking himself. And it's just, it blows my mind. It's kind of like seeing the Ted Bundy effect come to life on a mass scale, because I don't know many men that really give a crap about Dexter.
They don't?
No, the guys don't.
I know plenty that do.
Really? In my circle, every chick is nuts about Dexter. Mm. Everyone who's into Dexter, a girl, like, oh my God, I can't wait till Dreamy Dexter's on. Guys don't care. It's just laughable to me that they've managed to take a show about a dude who used to kill and have the urge to kill and his code and everything. And now it's just like girls swooning because he's dreamy.
I don't think he's dreamy. I don't. I mean,
I needed
like
that.
I do. I mean, I do like his sarcasm, you know, and his, you know.
I think it's horribly written, at least this season. I'm getting through it.
This is the worst season. I mean, I just looked up three different websites and asked, you know, seasons by ranking, mm-hmm. and this Doomsday one is by far the worst.
It earned it.
But
there's zero twist so far. And I know the big twist at the end of it, which I
won't
spoil.
At episode 4? They say, like, after episode 4, like, you can see, you know what I mean? You can see, like, you already know the spoiler, but they say you can pick it up right then.
Yeah. Yeah, I just got through 4.
Yeah. And they say after that, like, they should just let you in on it because you already see it.
Oh, because they're holding back?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, it would have been, like, Star Wars the entire time. They're dropping hints that, like, there's a picture of Vader on the wall.
It's the family portrait over a fireplace.
Exactly. Uncle Lars's house. And he's like, why is Vader in the family portrait? I don't know, Luke.
Yeah. And, but when you talk to fans of the show, like, people, my pals or whatever, we all agree that season 4... with John.
4 was good.
That's the best one.
I even to this day, I can still quote him weirdly going, father drinks, mother pays the price. For whatever reason, that rolls off the tongue.
Oh, when he goes into the office and he's like, Dexter Morgan, and you're like, yeah, he didn't even know his name was that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so creepy. Like, he just can deliver a line.
Well, it's a really well-written, well-acted season.
Yeah.
And what I'm in the middle of is neither.
It's bad.
Like, we had Mos Def make a cameo where the whole episode Dexter is stalking him.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, yes, he's a non-reformed evil black man. That's the kind of character Mos Def's going to play. Oh, wait, no, he's got a heart of gold. Shucks. So now, God, I can only assume the guy bites it at the end of the season, or he's just like, oh, I'm moving to Minnesota now, chilling with Prince. Bye, Dexter.
Well, I don't want to.
But he's going
to
hang around like a bad fart the whole time.
It's just not good. It was the least favorite. The one that the critics are saying, or these people who have ranked them on these websites, they're saying season 2.
I did not like 2 that much. That weird British chick who was like kind of Latin looking almost.
But that's when Dokes goes to heaven, so.
I could have sworn that was 3. Is it the end of 2? That's right, because the girl bites it at the end of 2.
Yeah,
because
she's going to.
And she's the one that does Dokes, I think.
Yeah. But
was not a fan of it, other than Dokes stuff. Dokes is great.
So they ranked that one bad. Smits, I wasn't crazy about that.
Nope.
And I didn't like Smits banging, what's her face there? Like,
ew.
The black chick, though.
Well, we know why he didn't.
No, I just don't like her. I'm glad she's...
Wait, who was he banging? La Guerta?
Yeah.
He banged La Guerta? I forgot that. Wasn't he married? He was cheating on the wife with La Guerta?
Yeah, because they had a history and they knew each other from back in the day or something like
that. I've always liked La Guerta. She's also from Oz. I forget what La Guerta's real name is. I would always have done La Guerta.
No, I don't like her. Nope.
Like, she's bitchy in a good way.
That's one of my crushes is from Oz.
Like, you would bang her. Yeah, I know. The guy who plays...
the Irish.
Yeah,
Dean
but
Winters.
Who's he playing the commercials now?
Oh, he's
Trouble or Havoc or some sort
Mayhem.
Of mishap. Mayhem, there you go. Come up with every synonym in the book.
And I didn't like the Barrel Girl one either.
Which one's Barrel Girl?
Or the where they're putting the chicks in the barrels, you know, with Julia
Stiles.
That
was an Opie and Anthony bit.
Huh?
The 50-gallon drum challenge. They would put people into barrels and then fill it with, like, beans and eels and things like that. Scare the hell out of him. Oh, Julia Stiles was like drum killer. That's another season I never made it all the way through. I was just like, holy God, this is boring. The only thing anyone wanted to see was Julia Stiles naked in that. Not that she's particularly good looking. You just saw her for a long time clothed. And you're like, you know what? I paid my dues.
Yeah.
I want to see. And notice, she didn't get naked in that. I don't think she ever got naked to begin with, which is why she disappeared. Somehow, the gods smile. And they're like, all right, we're giving you another chance.
Yeah.
You want to be famous. I know they're not much, but pull them out. And again, she's like, I'm going to get by on talent. Bah! Bah! And she's gone again.
This person, they rate the, this one, they rate the villains. Who's the best villains? And the number one villain, according to this site, is Arthur Mitchell, which was played by John Lithgow. The second one
should be his brother from season one. Everyone sleeps on season one like it wasn't no thing.
The second one is Isaac Serco, which is in...
Who the hell's that?
That's in the seventh, which you're not there yet.
Isaac Serco?
That's the character's name, because Arthur Mitchell was...
Yeah, no, I understand.
Yeah, so Isaac Serco is...
Wait,
the one.
So the actor's name is Isaac Serco?
No, the actor's name is... I don't know.
What. I was Ray. So putting you on.
Oh, right. His name is Ray Stevenson.
I don't know who that is.
But then the third one is Brian Moser, which was played by Christian Camargo, and that was the Ice Truck Killer.
All right. That's brother. A good one, man.
Yeah. He was good.
I mean, there's a reason I sat through the show after what I've considered a lot of bad seasons.
Well, he's supposed to play Brian Moser, the Christian dude. He's supposed to play both good and evil, and I think he did. He was endearing when he was good, and he was evil when he was evil. And you're just like, wow, he is good. You know, he's
what a deep performance, I know. Worthy of the Oscars.
Well, some people can just play one or the other. Like we talked about that, like Tom Hanks. You know, he just has
to
stay good.
It's like me, where I'm funny, but I'm also sexy.
Right.
You're laughing, aren't you?
Oh, my. Yes. The other one was Jordan Chase, which I didn't really care for him.
Who was he?
He was... Let's see, TV is 2006. He was played by Johnny Lee Miller. That's like he was the corporate guy, the young guy, I guess.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
There stays Stan Liddy, which I actually...
What did he do in the show?
He was...
Was it a season I saw?
That was the Barrel Girl one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sucked.
Yeah, he didn't do anything for me.
The show is... It's so, at least in season six, it is so damn poorly written, Allison.
Yeah. Like, it's not good.
The whole concept of, it starts off with Dexter about to kill Mos Def.
Yeah.
Like, literally moments from doing so, because he's like, this guy isn't a reformed killer at all. And then he can't, because Mos Def's dog starts barking.
Yeah.
And then it turns out Mos Def is really reformed, and he's really a good guy. And he starts, like, opening Dexter's eyes to religion and stuff like that. There's not once an exploration of, whoopsie daisy, I almost killed you, buddy. There's no moral conundrum.
I don't know.
Nothing that is deep and real is explored. They love rehashing the same crap on this show.
Yeah.
There's no personal growth. And it's like, they give him external signs of growth. Like, he has a kid, and the kid's getting older.
Yeah.
And, like, I care about my kid now. He says these things, but he doesn't act them well. He's a limited actor. He's not... Bad. He's just not good.
Yeah.
Like, compare it to The Sopranos, where Tony literally changes and metamorphosizes between seasons, between episodes.
Yeah, but he's a psychopath. He's not supposed to evolve himself. You want Dexter to evolve?
What? He's not evolving by virtue of his bad acting, though. Like, in the plot, he's supposed to evolve. He's supposed to become this caring dad.
He is?
Yes.
I don't think he is.
He's looking for damn preschools for his son for the first half of season six.
Because he has to, not because he
thinks he could have just jammed his ass with a babysitter.
Which he does. That's almost all of it.
Yeah, but he wouldn't have had to find a preschool. It's a preschool, not a kindergarten. Like, he could have just said, go off to public school. Enjoy.
Yeah, but
instead, he's like trying to find the best parochial school for his son. And like worrying what God he's going to believe in and crap like that. So, they totally try to advance him.
I guess, but they don't really succeed, and he does need a babysitter, so preschools go all day.
Well, he needs a babysitter because he's not going to, like, leave his kid in an upside-down laundry basket with a rock on top so it can't walk away.
But he practically does because he's always, the kid is always with the babysitter.
Yeah, hot little Latin number.
Yeah. Well, but they put Dokes at number 8, but I really did like
Dokes. Wasn't a villain. He was a good guy that Dexter murdered to keep his own secret.
Yeah, but I guess because he's the antagonist, so they consider him.
I guess.
Yeah.
So. That's the kind of weird.
But he should be higher than that because Dokes is number 8, but they have Professor James Geller, who's in this one, mm-hmm. who's played by Edward James.
Almost.
Yeah.
Pineapple face.
Oh, yeah. And then they have Smits above him, which I can't stand. I did like Stan Liddy. That's the one that Deborah was banging, the old codger.
Yeah, I love Stan.
Yeah, I liked him too. So
he's something up there. Carradine. David Carradine? No, not David Carradine. He's something Carradine.
No,
he is a Carradine.
No, he's Peter Weller, it says.
Oh, God, she bangs another old guy?
No, that's the same one.
No, there was like a dude she was banging who was old as the dirt.
Yeah, that's him.
No way, man.
Yeah, that's what
no,
it says.
She was screwing a dude. The real name was Carradine. I'm telling you right now. She wasn't. I can recognize RoboCop, damn it. Don't get sassy with me.
I'll have to Google
just look
it.
Up Carradine Dexter.
I will.
And you're going to get a hit.
I will.
Mark my words. Now I'm just going to wait.
All
just
right.
Going to wait. Just going to pad while
Keith,
you type.
Keith Carradine.
There you go.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, you're right. Keith
Thank
Carradine.
You. What does crow taste like? Wipe it from the corners of your
oh,
mouth.
Then who is this guy then?
I don't know. I thought, she I bangs thought, RoboCop.
Oh,
later?
Stan Liddy. He's the boss. I thought it was this guy. I actually like this old guy. You're right. The Carradine guy.
Yeah. Carradine is great. Lundy,
Liddy.
Right?
Huh?
Wasn't he Lundy on the show?
Yeah. But Liddy is the police chief.
Too
guy.
Many names that
yeah.
sound alike.
Yeah.
Poor writing. That's what I'm telling you. I don't like Dexter. I watch it out of duty. And I'm watching it now because girls make a big to-do. And trust me, there's not much I care to talk about with other people. But if I can, like, do a show, that's really easy conversation.
I don't think that guy should be up at the top. I mean, I like him enough in the show, Peter Weller. But I don't think he should be up there. Like, why is he above Dokes? Dokes was fun.
Dokes is great.
Yeah, so.
But it is a crap show because it doesn't make you feel bad in the least for rooting for Dexter. There's no nuance to it.
Yeah.
You watch The Sopranos.
Yeah.
You are at several points in The Sopranos because you kind of root for Tony.
Yeah.
But they let you know Tony's a piece of ass a lot of the time. Yeah. They make you feel bad for rooting for Tony a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Like he'll just be talking nicely to Adriana so he can murder her.
But I think,
like that.
I mean, none of my friends, but I think some people did feel bad with the way, like, he was kind of treating his wife, Dexter was. But most of myself
well, because
and my
that's
friends.
That's just such a visceral thing, though. Like, they could have established, here's a scene with Dexter kicking a puppy in the head. And you're like, oh, I don't like that so much. Yeah, he's being horrible to a pregnant woman, if I recall.
Yeah, but I didn't like
no
her.
No kidding, we're not going to root for
I
her.
I was glad when she was...
Well, it could be a bad puppy. If I see its skull getting caved in, I'm going to go, oh, Jesus.
We know he peed on the carpet, but come on.
Yeah. Don't need to grab him by the tail and whip him like a shot put.
But his wife was annoying to me.
Rita yeah. sucked ass.
Yeah.
I don't think her Royal Highness pulled out hers either.
She might. Yeah, I think she did.
Really?
I think early. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
I think
if you're a woman on a show, just do it. I would have even looked at Edie Falco's.
Ugh, she's a hard face.
She didn't. Adriana didn't. I'm trying to think if any. Melfi did once, and it was worth it. They were good.
Yeah. I mean,
Game of Thrones, I think they all. At least Queen of Dragons has taken that plunge a lot. Most of them are pulling it out. And they make you wait a good amount of time for it, too. So it's, like, built up. Except for that Lena Headley, who got, like, the queen from 300. And she's now, like, Joffrey's mom.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She apparently now uses body doubles, even though she's practically getting visibly penetrated on screen in 300.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I get, it better be like she got married or had kids or something that changed her mind. Because if she just thinks she's too good for it, you ain't, sister.
Well, now she's going to be in the new one, too, I think.
Oh, in 300 the, yeah. times two or whatever it's called?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know how you make a sequel to that. They all die.
I know. I was like, what? I was at the theater and I saw that. I was like,
they all croak.
I actually, that's not typically, I didn't even want to see it at the theater because it looked so.
300?
Yeah, it looked so dumb to me.
I saw it maybe a month into its run. It was the creepiest, saddest viewing I've ever done. Mm-hmm. I went to like an 11:30 screening alone. And it was me and like an Asian couple making out like eight rows behind me. And that was it. I loved it in the theater though.
God, did I like that movie. Yeah. I mean, I liked it when I saw it, and I had wished that I had seen it in the theater. I mean, it is a bit gross and everything, but man, there's some good lines. My favorite line in the whole movie is, they look thirsty, and then they all go off the cliff, you know, into the water. They look thirsty. So that's my line.
I need to watch it again. Yeah. It was one of those Black Friday purchases where you're in Target. You're like, $5 DVD. How did I ever live without this? Ghostbusters 1 and 2? My lordy.
I've never seen those. You know, I've never seen Gremlins either. Sorry. What, are we not friends now?
I'm just trying to grasp the depth of your childhood abuse you endured.
I mean, I wasn't really into ghosts. I'm not into ghosts.
So. No, you were into copping. You were into getting the sweet, sweet yay for mom to mix with baking soda. Cook into rocks so the family could eat. I understand how you were raised.
I was raised in the concrete.
I wouldn't
jungle.
Make fun of Eazy-E because he hadn't seen Bambi.
I mean, I did see a lot of movies though. When I was a kid, my mom, that was one of her things. Like, we went to the movies. Like, I saw Mommy Dearest in the theater. I saw Trading Spaces or Places in the theater.
So you saw Jamie, the
hermaphrodite
jugs. Yeah, exactly.
And my mom,
but
whenever
you can't see
something.
Gremlins.
Right, and I saw...
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah.
Thank you, brain. Only a 5-second pause.
I saw Grease in the theater, you know. We saw all the movies.
Travolta's penis.
I actually, when I was a kid, that was my crush. I had a thing for John Travolta. Now
really?
I just can't hardly stand him. It's really tough. He just seems like he's acting. When I was a kid, he didn't.
Hey, when you're a kid, you're dumb. Yeah. You just like looking at bright things.
Yeah, I mean, the sweat hogs and all that. I don't know. I enjoy them as...
Yeah, you know, I was just trying to be funny because we have the... Well, actually, we have a very cross-cultural audience, so I shouldn't say that. But I was going to say, I think to a lot of white people, it'd be like anathema that you didn't grow up with Gremlins and all that stuff. But to be fair... I don't think I saw... I had the Gremlins book.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Like a children's... book written out that was Gremlins.
Yeah.
And I read that several times, but I don't know if I saw Gremlins. Ooh, I remember now. That was maybe my first movie ever, and I was like practically a fetus when it was out. I was actually at a drive-thru. It's one of my first memories is nodding off like 5 minutes into Gremlins when they give him like a chicken wing or whatever.
Yeah.
But what were the others you hadn't seen?
I didn't see Ghostbusters. I didn't see Gremlins. I didn't see...
I saw Ghostbusters maybe once, and then when 2 came out, they made a huge deal about it, so I think I rented that off of Top Event, which is what In Demand was back then.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what else.
But yeah, they weren't movies that like my washed-up hippie parents took breaks from their very profitable jobs to see 18 times, and then they're like, we're going to raise you on this too, kids. Same with, like, Star Wars.
Yeah.
My mom had a couple, like, honky friends who would come over and be like, what? The boys haven't seen Empire Strikes Back yet? And, like, she would be carrying on, like, Aunt Mary Jane, if I recall her name properly. And she lived in Reston, hoity-toity Reston. And she'd be like, oh, the AT-AT walkers are so big that the planes are literally flying through their legs. And they tossed it on. I think it was in like 20 minutes. I was just like, can I go back to my damn Legos? I don't give a crap about this.
I saw Return of the Jedi. That's the one.
That's the one I liked as a kid because I had the Ewoks, man.
Yeah, I saw that.
That made sense to me.
I saw that at the theater. I saw Jaws at the theater when it came up.
Really? Was that, like 68?
Practically. I think it was 75.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah.
Yeah, and I remember it, and I was afraid. You take a 2.5-year-old to see Jaws or 3, you know? But I remember it because I would go from sitting with my aunt to then sitting with my grandmother.
Remember that part when they said they needed a bigger boat?
What else did I see? I mean, I saw a lot of my mom. We saw a lot of Pacino films in the theater. He was where he played.
Your mom didn't care to bend to your needs too much, did she? We're going to see Behind the Green Door. All the grown-ups are talking about it. I'll cover your eyes if we need to.
But we did see, I did see Fantasia in the theater. I saw Sleeping Beauty. I saw.
Those were the only movies I recall from my childhood. Because back then, you kids today, you can just take breaks on your Bear Shares and your LimeWires and your Kazaas. I sound like the coolest kid in 2002.
Oh, my.
You can just download these Disney movies now. Yeah. They're on demand. They've been released in home media how many times at this point?
Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, a million.
Like, I get the point that they're making new devices to watch crap on just so Disney can move the product again. But not to date myself, I remember when they would just bring them to the theaters every 5 years.
Yeah.
And holy crap, if you miss Pinocchio this go around, you're going to have pubes the next time you're going to see Pinocchio.
I didn't actually see Pinocchio, I think, until I was older. But
Pinocchio is another one of those like faint 4-year-old John memories, like I remember three scenes type thing. Yeah. Wasn't there like a talking cat and he became like a donkey boy at one point?
I don't know if the cat did.
No, not the cat. The cat. Wasn't there like a cat that pretended it was a human or something weird like that? There's like some kind of mutant that enslaved Pinocchio.
Yeah, but that's not it. Oh.
And Pinocchio was like cursed into a donkey puppet at some point,
that's
if
right.
I recall.
When he was with the Lost Boys or the something.
I haven't seen it since I was 4 and I still recall that stuff, man.
Yeah, they were going off to like, it's like a fantasy land or something where they just eat candy all day. But then it's a workshop. It's a sweatshop for kids. And they turn
Tricksters.
Them all into donkeys. Yeah, and make
Jesus.
Them work. Yeah. Then Pinocchio sneaks away.
Oh, yeah. And he hides his dumb ears under his hat.
And then he gets wrapped up with the puppeteer, too. Yeah, it's bad.
Poor he cheated on Geppetto?
He just.
Slut.
I know. Whoa.
Pulled down his little britches for anyone who'd stick a hand up there.
I'm trying to think. I remember seeing Mommy Dearest in the theater. And that was pretty, I think there was some nudity in that one too. But when
I just know the quotes from it. I've never actually seen it.
I had to close my eyes, you know, if it was something racy was coming on. But we saw all the movies, like Mr. Mom, we saw. Pacino was
my
in
mom
a, like.
My mom loved that.
There was a Pacino film where he plays like a family man, and I saw that as a kid. It's called.
The Family Man.
Arthur. I think.
Arthur?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember seeing
that.
That
was Dudley Moore.
No, that's Arthur, which I saw that in the theater as
well. Oh, there's double Arthur?
Yeah, Arthur.
Not to be confused with Arthur 2 on the rocks.
And then
Arthur. I do not even know what the hell Arthur is.
I don't remember. I just remember.
That's when he was just like flushing away his 70s glory, like
probably.
Liberally. Like Sea of Love, sure. Actually, that was one of the better ones from the 80s.
I remember there's one scene in it, and he's like, I forgot to beat the kids, and he just, but it's more like a tickle fight, you know, is how it goes, but yeah. My dad took me to see Dead.
What
Man.
Is the segment, by the way?
We're just
talking about movies we saw. I like it.
My dad took me to see Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid, and he slept through the whole thing.
What's that?
It's with Steve Martin, and I don't remember what it's about.
Yeah.
But here he took me to this boring movie, and then he fell asleep.
Just dozed.
Yeah, he just slept the whole time.
I've only, how many of you ever slept through?
Movies?
Any ever?
I have before when I had been sick or whatever. Typically not, but now as an adult, I have one. I've fallen asleep.
Guess it, and I will buy you. You don't even want to know. I will take you to Ruth's Chris right now.
I don't know. Titanic?
I've mentioned it before on air.
You have?
If you were a harder listener. Nacho Libre.
Oh, no.
I was on some date, and I just kind of woke up like 20 minutes later. I had been sonsies.
Yeah.
Bad movie.
Not good.
I forget who the hell directed it. I know it's the Napoleon Dynamite director, and like he had the world by the balls.
Yeah.
And just sank it.
Yeah.
And he came out with one other movie called Gentleman Broncos. Which from the title alone, I have to see it. Let me know if you're down. I will make you pay for half of it. Just putting that out there.
Yeah.
Let me know if you want to download it, though, and watch it later.
Oh, maybe.
I think it's like $7 on iTunes or something like that. I want to see it. It is supposedly even like it makes Nacho Libre look like Schindler's List, apparently.
Oh, no.
But it has a quote unquote cult audience. Really? I really want to see it.
I've never even heard of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I never saw Annie.
It had a budget of $5 million. Like, I was looking at the wiki entry. Hold on. Let me punch it up right now. You can dance for a second, right?
All right.
All right.
But we went to the movies, like, almost, I think, quite a few weekends when I was a kid. And as an adult, I mean, that's still our fun thing to do. My mom and I, we like to go to the movies. And we could go every weekend, really. So, like, my mom said my nephew came and stayed with her for 2 weeks for the summer, and they went
to
six movies.
So, I looked up the wiki entry. The budget was $10 million. And then I looked down, and I see 118,192. And I was like, this sleeper son of a bitch made 118 mil? That's, like, better than Napoleon's bank. When did this happen?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
10 million. So far, it has made 118,000.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's got your boyfriend from Flight of the Conchords.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So maybe you should pay like an extra 50 cents. So I'll pay three, you pay four.
I like the Flight of the Conchords.
The what?
Flight of the Conchords.
You all right? The corn cods?
Or that. Or that. Yeah.
Well, we can get out of here.
All right.
We've delivered so much magic and joy to these people.
Oh, I don't know about all that.
Don't we deserve to treat ourselves a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
All right.
I like just wrapping it up out of nowhere. Teach them to appreciate every minute. No kidding. It would be like Josh Brolin getting killed in No Country for Old Men. You're like, this character's great. Oh. I can't wait to see what happens to him next. Oh, wait. Mexicans killed him off screen?
Or like when that movie with Diane Lane that you like and Richard Gere gives the guy a snow globe to the head.
Yeah.
You're like, snow globe, best scene of the movie.
Mr. Martinez, no. All right, Allison.
Yes, darling.
Thank you for joining me. We'll get into some adventures and antics.
Yeah, absolutely.
But no hijinks after this.
Okay.
You want to get hold of Allison, and why wouldn't you? She's easy on the eyes and funny.
Yeah, I'm hilarious.
Easy on the eyes and not hard to spread her thighs. And
the end.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Allison Frank on Twitter. AllisonFrank.
Yep.
And, of course, me, John Papa Giorgio. Mm-hmm. Really
the meat and potatoes.
I was going to say the broadcast talent of our time or any other, but sure, meat and potatoes, that works too.
Oh, the songbird of our generation.
At Papa's Basement on Twitter. In papasbasement.com. Go there for all the contact information. We put a new show up every Monday and every Thursday. And every Friday, I try to review the movies of the weekend without having seen them yet. There's also an iTunes subscription link at the top. Please click that. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Out of all the stuff, you don't have to listen even. Just subscribe. That's just be a pal. Please.
All right.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.